The response is bothered during the Mishnah. The Mishnah picks a case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The problem is that a Kayin in our Torah is allowed to marry a Chalutza. The Din Torah is that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha, a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Zayna. But minat feira, a kohen is allowed to marry a chalutza. It's only a takana drabana. Since a chalutza, a woman who got chalitza, is similar to a grusha, so it's a din drabana that a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalutza. So, effective ritva, how could you give malchus to even that say someone is a ben chalutza? Malchus is his entire. And minat taira, someone comes and says about a kain is a ben chalutza, doesn't mean anything. Because minat taira, a ben chalutza is not a chalo, only ben rabbanan. Okay. So what's going on in the Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah chap on ben chalutza? The Ritzvah says nachinani, it's kedinat, but ben chalutza is agad. In Shas, it always says Chalutza next to Grusha, so not done by Grusha, but Chalutza. But then Chalutza is Lav Dafka. You ask me, how could you say that? This one could say it. Then Chalutza is Lav Dafka.
You wouldn't get Malchus.
What? You wouldn't get Malchus. You say you're better than Chalutza. What? It's Malchus Magnus. No, but why would you get Malchus Magnus? You could get Malchus. You get Marcus Magnus, then to do with Zayman, it could be the Rabbi. But not because then it's a cost of not because it's bad. It's kind of Rabbi, then maybe to give the Marcus. But I wanted to focus on the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Well, what's the original, what's the Ritzvah's Kasha? You see Ritzvah's Kasha? Ben Chalutz is a Rabbanan. How could
you give a punishment for the Rabbanan?
How could you give a direct to take a punishment for a Rabbanan?
What is the
right? It's a punishment of Pasuk. No. It passes. What? Getting punished on. Tell you again, Mark. So what would be, let's say, somebody comes into bed and he says, there's a shtar kleid that Ruvi don't shim in money. So two of them come in and they say he doesn't have to pay because that shtar is for Ribbis Rabbanan. Ribbis Rabbanan, they don't have to pay. And then somebody's Mazim Dizaydim, they can do Kasha Zaman to Dizaydim. You know what I'm saying? They come into bed and they say, because of a Din Rabbanan, Ruvain has to lose $100. This is a Din Rabbanan. And then you Mazim them. Do you do Kasha Zaman in such a case?
Why not?
Why not? Of course you would. So by that Chalutza, it's a Drabana. Lozad is a Drabana. Even though it's a Drabanan, but who cares? They were still Zaynamin. They came into bed. And they tried to make this person apostle. And being that they tried to make him apostle, so they're Zaynamin. So you get Malchus. Well, what's bothering the Ritva? Who cares if it's a Drabbanon? Who cares if it's a Drabbanon? If Mamaisa, Adam walk into bed, and the Adam say, that Pliny is apostle. But this is why they say he's apostle. They're saying he's apostle. They're saying he's apostle with Drabbanon. But they're saying he's apostle, and you imagine them. So shouldn't that be a din of Zayman Daraisa? Let's say it's not Kasha Zaman, it's not. But why isn't it Kasha Zaman? They tried to make the other person. Right. So. Well, Aiden came, they tried to say this person is apostle. They were lying anyway, but really cautious. So they came in and they tried to say Pliny is apostle. The plane is apostle, and then you imagine them, see Dukashazan on my side. Who cares if the Hechatimsa that they use was the Drabbanon or not. It was still Aedis and Bezin. So what triggers the Fee of Malchus here? The fact that what happened? But they were still, what would you say about Mormon in such a case? Let's say it's a Dindra Abana, whatever Dindra Abana, somebody has to make a payment. You have plenty of Zakonis Abana, you have to pay. Two Eidim come, they say Reuben has to pay Shimon money because of a Dindra Abana. And we're mad at them.
That's the money.
So they have to pay the money?
The money is
but why do you have to pay? Kasha Zamam, the Torah says Kasha Zamam. The Torah doesn't recognize the Fee of Mormon in such a case. So why do you have to pay Kasha
Zamam?
Does Rabbanan get a Zayman? Is that the Pshat? That's only Rabbanan? That's not the way I would understand. When you say to Knash, the Torah is Knash, the Kasha Zamam. Right?
What do you mean Rabbanan?
So the Torah doesn't recognize the full kahuna of somebody the Rabbanan said is not the Avaida. Torah doesn't recognize Chalut, they recognize the Rabbanan have an ability to create Din and the Rabbanan. Then it's certainly good. The Machlokes is off with Sanhedrin, then it's certainly wrong. Because they were ever like Sanhedrin, aren't they? Used to have been the six full savings. Fine, but our Mishnah, I would think that maybe, if the Machlokes is off with Sanhedrin, there's certainly a problem with the Ritzel. Because Yaiva like Sanhedrin, very chakra, if you say to the Chalutza, it's Mr. This kasher of Kidega and Dolphin, they're both asked on the Ritva. And the Dolphin there goes further. He says, with this, you can answer types of kasher. Why the Mishnah didn't chap on Mamzer? Why did chap on Ben Gurushim and Chalutz instead of Mamzer? He says, no, I want to tell you a bigger chiddush, that even Ben Chalutz, which is a Drabanan, you still get Malchus Min HaTayr. So, yeah. Rabbanan created a psul chalutza. It's true. Says the echo to Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that this is the chalutza. Okay, but the Torah recognized the kasha zaman. That's the crucial thing. Somebody came into Bezin and he tried to say that Pliny is pasul kahuna. The method he used was not Gerusha, but he used ben chalutza. You try to use that method, say plainly it's possible to move. So imagine him. That's not how Zomadai writes him. Because the Psul is Psul Drabbanan. See, to me, I understand Rabbi Kiva and Darkman there very well. I'm trying to understand the Ritva. What's going on with the Ritva? Why didn't the Ritva say this text? Again, the Kashi is why is the Mishachabba Ben Chalutza? So the Ritva says, you're right. Chaptam bechalutza is lav dafka. The Kiveg and the Aruch Lener say no, bechalutza is dafka. Because even if bechalutza, they can say that a man is possible to call because of psul drabanan. And you imagine them, that's also hazama. That's also a case of hazama. So I understand the Kiveg very well. If you're going to come and try to say somebody is a apostle, even if it's a psul drabanan, it should be, I understand, it should be the same thing. What's the difference? What method to use? Let's say the person made a neder. If I ever eat an apple, I'm never going to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ever kind. If I ever eat an apple, I'm never going to do avodah. Two ways of coming, they say he ate an apple. So I'm going to make him a apostle. Can do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So you imagine them, you the same did. I, the Torah, didn't say such an Isser. This person created the Isser. But who cares? Who created the Yisrael? The Maaseh Tzinitzer. The Torah recognizes that the Rabbanim have a right to create the Yisrael and the Rabbanim. So the question is, what's the Pshat in the Mikvah? The Ramban says it also. I think the Ramban and the Rizvah both say the Chalutz is lav davka. And the Chayra and Svara, they're wrong. It should be the same thing as the Chalutz. It should be exactly the same thing. So ignore my case of mammon. I just meant it as a dinya. I didn't mean it as a proof. But in Svara itself, if they came and they tried to passel somebody, so shouldn't they? They come in bed and they try to passel someone, so they and then they're zaynimim. So the din of zaynimim should apply to them. What's the difference? They were zamu lachis lachis. What was what they tried to do? I'm asking. The Ritzvah definitely, it seems to me the Ritzvah needs a hezbi. You can't say they have a kashi, you have two terrorism. They're on the Ritzvah. Say one way, and we can take it off and then say the other way. It's a little hard to, you know, to shine them enough right now. So it needs a little bit of hezbi. So I don't know. Let's just see if we could try maybe. Because it's really a problem to me. It seems like a problem. Let's backtrack and see if we can try to answer the Ritzvah using Reb Chaim. At least the way we explained Reb Chaim yesterday. The way we explained yesterday, there's a problem with our Mishnah. Why are people coming to Bezin for? Why are they coming to Bezin? For what reason? Are Eidei Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? It's like a Din Isser. Why are they coming to Bezin? So we said Reb Chaim's Teretz that Bezin accepts Eidei. The Chavis Da said, Bezin accepts Eidus, even if people come to Bezin and say, Zuchela, Bezin accepts Eidus. Why? Because it might be Negea later. They're going to record the Eidus, because later they may have to do a Maisa Bezin based on this Eidus. So that, let's say, someone comes to Bezin and says, Zuchela, Bezin will accept the Eidus and they'll record it, because maybe it'll be a Negea later to a Maisa Bezin. Why Maisa Bezin later? If someone eats the Chela, they're going to have to give them out. The same thing. They come into Bez and they say, this woman is a Grusha. Or this man is the son of a Grusha. So Bezin records it. Why? Megel Maisa? Yes, Megel Maisa. It could come later to when it's a Malkus. His daughter is going to be a Chalala. And she's going to marry a Kohen. She'll get Malkus. So that the way, at least the way we explained Reb Chaim yesterday, why are the people in our Mishnah coming to Bezin? Because Bezin is going to record their Eidus, because it might be Negea later to a Maisa Bezin, Bezin is going to have to give an Eidus. Now that Teretz is only true by Ben Grusha. By Ben Chalutza, it would seem, Ben Chalutza, there's no Malkus. There's no required Maisa Bezin on someone who marries a Chalutza. So, Marcus Magnus is a general punishment that Bezin gives. I'm pleased to give Marcus Magnus every time somebody does this in Drabana. So it depends. It depends how you understand Reb Chaim. If you understand Reb Chaim, based on the Chavis Das, that any as Negea Lamaisa later, Bezin is going to accept Eidus, so then it's good. If any as Negea Lamaisa later, Bezin is going to accept Eidus, so then, in this case, of Ben Chalutza, Bezin won't accept the Eidus. It's not Negea later to a required night of Bezin. Right? If you're going to say the way you argue, yes, the Reb Chaim should, that the Bezin accepts it anyway, because Bezin just has to know who the Chalal, then it my Teretz is not a Teretz. But if you're going to accept that Bezin only accepts Eidus on things that might be Negea to a night of Bezin, so actually it could be Lechal, it should have Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And then maybe you can explain the Ritzvah. Now what did the Ritzvah mean? The Chalutza is not Shayach, because by Chalutza, Bezin doesn't accept the race. Is that a pilful? Maybe it's a way to explain the Ritzvah. That doesn't fit well into the Ritzvah of Lashon. We'll consider it. So the Rabbanim considered a Davish Shabar by assume that he underrated it. And every Rabbanim that can argue with their right that it needs to wait, and the Rabbanim also needs to wait. Okay, our component, the Ritzvah definitely needs Tzitzis. So let's get to the second Tzitzis. Need not Ubish Flaini Shechayim Gom. In time effect, I say, Kasha, Hey, Yechen, Yechayim Mechayim Gom, or Takajim Mechayim Ani Angol, or Say Dusan, Hayyachal Leiden, Mezer Ayisi. So what Tzitzis Kasha? A Tzitzis Kasha, don't get confused. Tzitzis doesn't mean that he did say Mezer Ayisi. That's what Tzitzis say, that he said Mezer Ayisi. They say, since he could say Mezer Ayisi, therefore it comes out that Eidim were not Mechayivim Golus, even if he doesn't say. But since he could say Mezer Ayisi, Yochalayim the Mezer Ayisi, so therefore the Eidim were not Mechayivim Golus, that's Tosfos Kasha. And he brings a riot. Kedama Gavi Achemas, by Gavi Ochalto Chemas, the Perkam Dol Mitzia, what's the case there? Two Eidim tell a man you ate Seyla. Now, if you have a B'shege, what's the din? I mean, the Karm Chatas. And the man says, Mezer Ayisi, it's true, I ate Seyla, that was amazing. Amazing does not bring the Karm Chatas. So, the Gemara says that he can say, Mezer Ayisi. And then he doesn't bring a carbon. So, for Tysis, just like over there, he could say, Mezer Ayisi. Over here also, he could say, Mezer Ayisi. So the Masha is bothered. How could a man say, Nezid Ayisi? How could a man come to bed and say, I killed the Nezid? We have a rule that in order Mesa Masmi Rasha, a person can't make himself a Rasha. It's not true. You can't come to bed and say that he's a Rasha. So how can we accept that someone would walk into bed and say, I killed the Nezid? The person coming to Ben Zekel Ben Mezid. Eilad the Mezid Matzmai Rasha. I, in Baba Metzia, I achal to chele, he could say Mezid Ayisi. What's the terrace to that? So, there it's different. Because there, he's believed to say Mezid Ayisi because he could say that I don't want to bring Chulim Lazara. I did the wrong thing. But you're going to be mechayiv your carbon. That carbon is chulin b'azar. She wants a tshuva. They ain't right to lay chulin b'azar. But by galus, there's no one here to chulin b'azar. So God's good by carbon. He's believed to say Mezer Ayisi because he has a reason to be trusted because he's saying it to not bring chulin b'azar. But by us, why are you going to believe in the same answer that you see?
Yeah. But
in terms of Kasha, you're not saying that they didn't believe in the same answer.
There's no point that
he's going to say
that I...
No, the Eidim are saying that it seemed to us that it was a Shaygen. That's the Kasha. No. No matter what, the Eidim are saying that it appeared to us to be a Shaygen. The Gaimadava means that it was Kamadi Yepsha that it wasn't a Shaygen. But there's no question that in our Mishnah, the case is that they're saying that it, in their view, he's a shaykh.
Well,
there's no question.
The point isn't whether or not he's going to say that it's a man or not. The point is whether or not he did it's a man or not. The point is the king of Gaul, since all we know whether it's a man or a shaykh. All we know is that he saw something that could either be a man or a shaykh. I think he's a Gaul.
The Eidim estimate that it was a shaykh, he was going to send him to Gaul. Right? If he doesn't say Mezer Ayisi, he's going to send him to Gaul. It's only if he says Mezer Ayisi, then
he'll get it. What he does, what he is saying is that I didn't do it at all.
So every time Aiden say it, it appeared to us to be amazing. He was throwing something to someone else and he missed. And they were having a catch. And he watched two people having a catch. And then one time he throws the ball and he breaks the window. You assume he saves it was a shaggy. Possible it's amazing. Definitely possible. Somebody had to get thrown to break the window. But they didn't assume. They say based on what appears to them.
They
say
we still have a
shaggy.
We have no idea what it was. But most cases where an axe was flying off of the thing, you assume that it was a
glamour dove. No, Tysus in the very, when Tysus says that glamour dove, he's not saying. Tysus is saying that Really, anytime they say shaygig, it's shaygig. Just places here's the kasha, they have the person has the option of saying mezid yisi. They say it's just no. We're talking about when it's a grime with davar, he has no option of saying mezid yisi. We wouldn't believe him. This place is terrible. No, it's not actually to say then the person will believe the same mezid yisi. Yes.
Why did he believe? Why did he believe?
No, they didn't say it appeared to them to be a shaygig. If he just mezid yisi, believe them. What? Why? Then no. No, he believed the Eidim, but he explains the person's Nataritz Diburai is not tied to the Eidim. Because as long as he doesn't contradict the reason they thought it was amazing. So yeah, we were having a catch. But suddenly I saw this person coming by and I deliberately killed him.
If he has the ability to say amazing, that means that they're not saying
the same. That means the same, Stama, the same B'shaig. A person can always give
it. You would ask them whether it's saying it. It looks like it's saying it, but we have no idea. Because if they can't say it for saying it, then you surely.
Is this the first time you ever had such a thing that if the Adam could say Adam, the Valdin could explain himself?
But you can't possibly learn
Tysus Kasha the way you say. Tysus words are. The way you're saying, so I should say, if he's a shaygig or a maid.
No, they testify about a case that
things. Do they know it was a shaygig or a maid?
That's
kasha. All right. So obviously, what you're saying is not correct. But you see, from Tysus, it's not the way you're saying.
The basis of the case seemed like it's a shaggy, but he could come along and say that no, it's not a shaggy. And that's why every testimony.
Calls a man, he could come along and say that's fine. That means stomach's a shaggy. That's what it looks like. And if he comes along, he can come along and he can contradict.
So what's the
answer for Vayim Dabba? The answer for Vayim Dabba should say maybe.
For
Vayim
Dabba
means that DF should. That's right. Vayim Dabba yelled that DF should say, he wouldn't be believed he said maybe. That's what Vayim Dabba. Yeah. Let's talk about that. This is the Masha's Kasha. Masha asks that what kind of Mezid Yisi? How could a person say Mezid Yisi and another Mezid Masma Yerusha? So on that, even if he's not Mechayim Sofan Ayish. Well, let's talk about why he's not believed. That'll answer your question. Right. That the question is why ain't other Mesa Maxime Rasha? Why is it that a person can't be make himself a Rasha? What's the reason? So, what? So, really, there are two explanations. In Rav Chanan, the Tevet Taharis, the beginning of Simchas Beis, talks about it, but this is a general, usual Hakira that's always plugged in here, another Mesa Maxime Rasha. Why? So there are two basic explanations. One explanation is that a person is a Karev to himself, he's related to himself. Adam Karev Eitel Atzmai. And if you can't say Eidus about your relatives, about your mother, or about your brother, or about your child, so you're even a closer Karev to yourself. So it's a Psul Kurva, which we understand to be a technical Psul. Technically, you can't say the Eidus, you're technically a Karev. What? Not only. That's true, not only to make himself bad, but even to say good for himself. It certainly is not belief. And he's not belief anything without himself, not the tithe, not the rat. It's so critical. Generally, we understand that to be Rashi Shita. Rashi, whenever the Gemara says, Eina the Mesa Masa Rasha, Rashi plugs in the words, the other car of Eto'a. Taisvis, at least Taisvis above Matsya, says a different story. Says, you know the Mesa Masmei Rasha, why? Because Lidvarecha Rasha Atam, you're saying that you're a Russian. And a Russia we don't trust. We don't trust the Russian bed. I'm afraid you're lying. So, what? So, the Mela, we can't accept your aid. Once we don't accept your aid, it's not a Russian. What do you mean? The point is, you're right, it will be a technical issue. The point, it's not a technical point. The point is that there's a chashash mishaker. When a person says about himself that he did mitzvah issues, there's a chashash mishaker. The reason we don't trust a person, a Rasha, is because we're afraid he's lying. So when a person says about himself that he did a mitzvah, he killed the mazid, there's a chashash mishaker. We're afraid that he's lying. We're suspicious that there's a lie here. Why would a person... say, why would a person, but for whatever reason, but first on himself, he will fight that he's lying. So we have two reasons to understand. Either Rashi, we'll call it Rashi's reason, because Abu Karabi is a lot, right? Or Tysus's reason that it's a Shash Mashaka. We're afraid he's lying. He uses the Lashon Karabi. I mean, it's a problem. I'll tell you something. Like upon him, these are two mahalchim. Nafkamina. When? Or the other way around. Either way. Okay, there'll be a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina will be, for example. Excuse me? Okay, one nafkamina will be. You're happy to that nafkamina. I'll get to Oz in a minute. First, the one nafkamina would be if a man comes into Bezin and he says, my son is a Ben Gurusha. He's a kite. Walks into Bezin, he says, my son is a Ben Gurusha. Now you have to know that there's a pasuk in the Torah of Yakir which says, Teres HaKasav, that a man is Neman to talk about the status of his child. A man could say, my son is a mamzer. A person can do that. He can say a psul about his son. There's a custom of Yakir that a man has an emanis on the yichus status of his child. Now, a man has an emanis on the yichus of his child. What happens if he comes into Bez and he says, my son is a mamzer, he's not making himself a rush. What he's saying is, my wife was mezana with somebody, the child is not, he's not really my child. The world thinks he's my child, but my wife was mezana with somebody. So that the Torah gives him an emanus of Yaki. But if he says, it's true, but that's an emanus. However, if he says, my son is a Ben Grusha, he's talking about my child, but I married a Grusha, what's he doing? He's making himself a Russian. He's saying, I married a Grushin. Okay, but he's still saying that he did a Maisavera. He's saying, I did a Maisavera, I married a Grushin. So is he believed to say his son is a Ben Grushin? So it depends. If, what? It's a good question, but let's assume that for whatever reason you don't say Pagina in such a case. If you learn that it's Adam Kariv, a Kariv can't say Eidus, here the Torah specifically gave him license to say Eidus. So it can't be a Psul Korva. Anyway, he's a Kariv to his son. So you can't possibly these words on the Psul Korva. However, if you understand the Varecha Rasha Ata, and a Rasha with Cheshish is a liar, then you won't be believed. Because the Varecha Rasha Ata. And if you're a Rasha, l'chayshit, you're a Meshaka. What? Torah didn't say believe him when there's an outside reason to be chayshit lot. If a man comes to bed and says, my son is so-and-so, so Torah gave him an emanet in a normal case. If you have outside reasons to think he's lying, who says the Torah gave him an emanet? That this would be one nafkamina. The other nafkamina l'chayra would be in this case where a person is coming to do tshuva. Where a person is coming to Bezdin and he wants to do tshuva. And he's speaking in Bezdin. In such a case, he comes into Bezdin and b'derech tshuva, he wants to make himself a Rasha. In such a case in Yeridaya, in the Pesach tshuva, he brings the tshuva to some cipher. He was a sheikhet in the city. for many years. And he got older, and he was on his deathbed. He was dying. Before he died, he called in the Rav. He told the Rav, you know, I have to be made of something. I wanted to prove it before I died. You know, all the shchitas that I did in town were all nevelas. All were. I didn't check my knife. I shechted with a pug and dick a knife. The animals I shechted were nevelas. Make sure you tell everyone in town they have to kasher all the kalim. Throw out all the meat. That's what he said. So the question is he neman? Is he neman to say that everything he shechted was nevela? He was Michael nevela to people for 20 years. So this is totally in the Tuma house. If you hold, like Rashi Shita, that it's a psul of Wad, a psul of Kariv. So a Kariv can't say Edis. If a Kariv is going to say Edis, that his Kariv, Apostle Shita, is not going to help, even if he's doing it down Shuba. But if you learn that the reason we don't trust him is because we're Chayshish or Rasha to be Meshaker, so we clear to us he came to Derech Tshuva, then it'll be believed. What? We believe he's doing Tshuva. But the assumption is that we can rely on the Yomdana that we have. He had no ulterior motive for doing what he did. We can't think of an ulterior reason. Yeah. I'm talking about Yosef's life.
Wow.
Some will be Yosef's life. But that's anyway. That would happen anyway. If a man comes into bed, he has no children. Since my wife was Mizana, I'm positive. I'm sure she was Mizana. She's Osir anyway. This job is not shifting to be Surah. When a man comes to bed and says his wife was Mizana, he's Osir. It has nothing to do with a child. Or it could be a Mishaygeg and it's a Yisrael. What motive does he have to do that? If he's in the cashing business, you're out. But if he has no reason to do that, we sort of tell the truth. There's some faith of Paskin's Taka that, like Tyson, that it's done the Derech Tshuva, that it's fine. As long as it's done the Derech Tshuva, it's okay. I think in the Igris Moshe, he also has such a case. In his case, Moshe has a tshuva, a man died, and he was buried in Toronto. Just happened to be the case. A man died, he's buried in Toronto. And 4 years later, his wife, his almana, comes to Benin and says, he left the Savoy, he wants to be buried in Montreal. So how come when he died, he said he wanted to be buried in Toronto? So she says, because whatever was easier for me, it was more convenient for me, I wanted to be buried there. But the fact of the tshuva is that this man was coming to her in dreams and telling him, you know, that you, alright. So she came to bed and she said, I lied. So Rav Moshe was asked, you know, normally we don't move a mace. Once a mace is buried, you don't move him unless you have, if you know for sure he wants to be buried elsewhere, you do move him. So Rav Moshe said again, it's totally a different like this. Why ain't other mace after her? She's a Russian. She's a Russia. And so Ramesha proved that Adam Mesa must be Russia, even though she wasn't able to now out of Eira, she just lied, and she buried him where he wasn't supposed to be buried. That's also Adam Mesa must be Russia. She's saying she did the wrong thing. Right? She wasn't supposed to bury him there. So Ramesha says it's totally these two, this much like this. And again, he passed things like the Sun Cypher does. And since she came Derech Tshuva, so she's off the hook. When you come Derech Tshuva, you're off the hook. No, she didn't come in dreams. She came in the life. Yeah, so, but what she say? She's scared, that's why she's doing tshuva. It's fine. The guy who's dying is also doing tshuva because he's scared. You know, if he'd be alive, I would be no tshuva. So this is a major nafkamina between the two shittas. So now, Mike Tysis Shita. Let's go now to the Gemara and Sukkot. The man says, Mezer the Yisi, when he ate Chela. Why can he say Mezer the Yisi when he ate Chela? Taisa says, why? Because he's doing Tshuva. So the Mela, Taisa says, that he's Neman, to say Mezer the Yisi. Over here by Golos, is this Tshuva?
Kashrus has nothing to do with tshuva. He's saying it isn't easy. He just doesn't want to go to Golis. So Tosis has a very good kashrus. So Tosis l'shitasai, that Tosis shita is the psul of the psul of what of Chashash b'shaker, being a Rasha. So being that the psul being a Rasha, so then it's shver that by Golis, when you say mezer easy, there's no union of tshuva and say mezer easy. So in the main word, there's a mashot kash is a very good kash. Now let's go to Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is what? That why is a person, why is Eina the Mesa Masmi Rasha is why? Because it doesn't karavate al atzma. So if it doesn't karavate al atzma, so he's possible why? Not because he's afraid he's lying. It doesn't karavate al atzma. So how come he could say Mesa the Yisi Beshelev? How is Rashi going to explain that? How can you say Mezer the Yisi Beshelev? What? So, but why does he believe he's a Karvei Tzolat? Maybe we shouldn't listen to him. Mezer can't listen to Karvei. But Tshuva doesn't help by Rashi Shita. Karvei, even if you're doing Tzolat Tshuva, you can't say anything about your Karvei. Say, listen, I'm coming to do Tshuva. I'm coming to do Tshuva. You know, one day I helped my Karvei murder someone. I'm coming to do Tshuva. Now believe me and kill my Karvei. You're not going to kill the Karvei. You can't say anything about your Karvei without Tshuva. So if the psulus is your karev to yourself, so how can you say Mezer the Yisi on the Chela? Zok Rav Ochanan. Now Rashi will hold that the only time we say Eino the Nesem Asmei Rasha is when a person is an aid, when he's a witness. When he's talking at Bezdin as the Baldin, he's not the witness, he's the Baldin. He's the defendant. The defendant has the right to talk in Bezdin. Defend himself. According to Rashi Shita, whatever he says as a defendant to Besdin, he'll be believed. Because Rashi holds it's not because of Chashash Meshachar. It's only out Psul Korva. Psul Korva only holds true when someone comes out an aid. Where he comes to Besdin as a Baldin, he comes as a Baldin, so then he'll be believed. And the Mela, he comes as a Baldin, he's believed, and the Mela, he could say Mezer the Yisi on Yichela. What? Oh, he won't do Chayv so much. It's going to be punishment based on it. But about being a person can't be Mechayv himself any of those you've been. Because if you can only be Mechayv Malkis, you have Eid. He's not Kosher Eid. As Baldover, possibly. He can't fill the role of Eid. As a Baldover, he believes. Not believe to give himself Malkus, but other kings in the Mela, like Rashi, we have this Kiddush that a Baal Dovar could make himself a Rosh. And he could say that about Zakim Shmuel Rozovsky, that if this Tysus, what? So if Shmuel Rozovsky here, the Bukhana doesn't bring our Tysus, Shmuel Rozovsky here says that if you'll assume our Tosis is going with Shitas Rashi, which you know Tosis in different perspectives are not necessarily the same author, if you'll assume that our Tosis is going with Shitas Rashi, then the Marashot Kasha is answered, and Tosis is very good. A person could say Mezer the Yisi if he's a Baldover. And since here he's a Baldover, he could say Mezer the Yisi to go with Shitas Rashi. Then it's very good that he could say Mezer the Yisi. So these are the two mahalchim in Eino de Mesa Masrei Rasha and the big nafkamina between them. Nafkamina Derech Tshuva, which is the cool like Tysis, and the nafkamina Baal Dabar, which is the cool of Shitas Rashi. Each sheet has one. What? He's a Baal Dabar. They came and they said, Yechai, you killed somebody. The Bezdin gives the person a chance to answer. So he answers, I killed him in Eidus. So Baal Dabar, he believed. But places so nachi nani the mashal is right. Like places in Subis, it's nachi nani places shita. You can answer places kashi. Not believe the same way that he is. Like Rashi shita, very good. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? We ran through the Gemara last time. This is quickly. The Gemara says Tana Hasam Kai. What's the case? What's the case of Zayna Debas Kaina Bayala? A man comes into bed, two eggs. And they say what? A Bas Kayin, who's an Eshes Ish, was Nizana with Israel. So what are they trying to be Mechayim? The Bas Kayin would get Sreifa, and the man, the Bayal, would get. So Zok the Mishnah, the Eshes Ish, what? Narusa, which is Eshes Ish. Narusa is Eshes Ish. It should be the Suyim. So they're trying to mechayev one person's right and one person's chet. So logically, what einish would you give the zaynin in now? You give him sreifa. So you say no. Kol hazaynin v'makdim in like nisa chutz the zaynin be'bas kainu bayala. Now what? The zaynin be'bas kainu bayala get chet. Why don't they get sreifa? It's gzeres hakas. He v'leiz ayim emecha. Or achim v'leiz chaysay, whichever pasuk you want to use. Let's talk about one. So it's exactly the concept. He v'leiz ayim emecha. She gets reif and not the zayim emecha. Fine. Now what's the case? The case that they tried to give the bayil chenek. Is that the case? They tried to do both. Is that the case?
They only saw
Eidus
on both. They only saw
Eidus
on one.
What does Taisus say? Look in Taisus. In the Taisus Zayne Vei Bas Kayin, Taisus says the Vei Shleima, Ime Achiv Hava Mina Hani Milik Shabayol Hayanida in Kriina Bei Lachi Hava Loi Hayanid Napi Yedus Hakev Gan Shaya Kotin Ben Teshran Vei Mechad. Let's say the Bayol was 9 years old. Oshalei Kira Bayol. He didn't remember what the Bayol was. By Kriina Bei Lachi Kamash Moan Hiva Bay Zayne. That's what she said. Hakkas. Adim tried to be Mechayiv, the woman Sreifa, and the man nothing. Because he was 9 years old. They say the Baal was a 9 year old. A 9 year old doesn't get a 9 year shindez. Right? And was Mazim the Adim. What did the Adim get? What did he get Chenek for? Bishlama, if the Bayal is over 13. So now the Eidim, they try to give the woman Sreifa and the man Chenek. So if he buys them out Sreifa, you don't get an Einish. Out Chenek, you get because of the Bayal. So that I would understand. And the truth is that Rashi's Lashon sounds like he's saying, because Rashi says that you get chenek because that's Rashi's lashon, that you get chenek hazayim eshkimu lemisa shechaybu as habayil. You get chenek, that's what you try to give the bayil. But if the bayil is under bar mitzvah, so what did they try to do? They tried to give sreifa. Why did they get chenek for? They tried to give sreifa. He provides them a mez, a mayit sreifa. So why do you get chenek?
It's fair.
What? Why would you get chenek? That's what the bio gets.
Even though in this case it can't happen,
why should they get chenek though? If they were to come to bed and they say, I don't know who the girl was. I don't know who the woman was. All I know is that this 9 year old was Nizana with Eishes Ish. So we're going to hit the Zayim and Chenek? But would the Zayim and then get Chenek? They tried to say about a 10 year old. Let's say two eggs will come in. They say, 10 year old did an Isra'i Chayim Nisa. The 10 year old is a Chal Shabbos. And then the Zayim. Will the Zayim get Nisa?
They
want to
give it. You can't get it to the circumstances.
So that's not wanting to give it. If you go to bed and say 10 year olds b'chal Shabbos, you're not zayim, you're not going to get misa for that. So here they came into bed and they said a 10 year old was the zana with a ishus with a bas kayin. So after the 10 year old, they're off the hook. After bas kayin, it's right for he belongs in out. So what's the problem? Where's the exact custom that you don't get sreifa? Where's the exact custom that you do get chenek? That's all Miyutim. Where does that say you get Miyutim if you didn't try to give anybody Chenek? You get Chenek.
Okay. When I have Achav alone, I would think someone Achav is not there, so they don't get it. So
I don't see that he is teaching us that. I don't place those statements. What? I don't think so. It's a beautiful parrot. I don't know. You know, I should have looked in the green side books. I'm sure they say who it's from. But the yeshiva, this is the known parrot. It's such a bukashmaka parrot. Once you hear it. What oynish does a regular eshesish get? A regular eshesish gets chenek. A regular arusa, who's a bas Yisrael, gets chenek. If she's a bas kayin, does she get that oynish that every eshesish gets? Really, she does. Just she gets more. She gets sreifa in addition. You know, she's worse. A bas Yisrael, who's arusa, gets chenek. The pay rate's an upgrade. She's a bas kayin, she's mezana, she gets upgraded from chenek to sreifa. Is that the way it works? Right? So you can upgrade it to Sreif. So we have a miyut of Hivalai by Hivalai's MML. What's that mamayit? That's only mamayit the upgrade. That's mamayit the upgrade from Chenek to Sreifa. But the etzem din that every Eishasish gets Chenek, so that they said Eidus about. So why do the Zaymim get Chenek? You know why they get Chenek? They get Chenek because they try to be Mechayev a Chiyav of Chenek. They try to be Mechayev an Eish HaSish that's Mezana. It's true, this Eish HaSish would have gotten Sreifa. She was also Bas Kayin. But there we have a Miyot. From that, raising it to Sreifa, we have a Miyot. So Mela, we go back to the Ikedin of Eish HaSish, which is Chenek. And that was Mechayev the Zaymim in Atar. That's Rashi. That's Pesach Shita. What? That's only Mamayit the Yisrael. It's not Mamayit, it's a Chenek.
Who's
the Chenek of the Isha. We're not Mamayit all women from all things. From all Rashi apparently didn't hold that way. Rashi held the Chenek comes close to the Bayal. So Rashi sheet is the Chenek comes close to the Bayal. So the Bayal is 9 years old. They're going to Rashi, there won't be any Chenek. But Tosfos, who holds. He holds because of the Zerachasim. It's true. The Maisha, he holds that the Gilui is that is Chenek. I think the way we usually understand this is that the Chenek comes with the woman.
Rashi says they don't get any punishment at all.
Right? Rashi seems to say they don't get any punishment.
Why? They didn't want to do the paper.
When I'm a Maid, all demon of a Chayfei. Not all Noshim are outside of Parshat Zayin. It's a means for this case. And this case is a case of Sreifa. It's in Sreifa.
Why don't you
do Sreifa?
They want to
do Sreifa. So now we have a meal. Of Hebrew, by Zemel, whatever the meal is.
Oh, that's what you don't have to do.
But that's only the might is in Sreifa. It's not might to hold another woman. Okay. Menani Mili. The Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Menani Mili. How do you know what? How do you know that they don't get kasha zaman? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Damakra basisim loy kasha zaman. You should do to him kasha zaman. Loy v'loy mezara. Him and not his children. Now this is not dafka be'ben grusha. All cases of zaymanin, you don't punish the children. I believe salul v'diday v'loy listen lezara. Let's pass away, but not his children. And let's be in the kind of kasha zaman that way. No. The inon kasha zaman lasais v'lekam. We need kasha zaman. And we're not being the kind of kasha zaman. He tried to pass away the person and his children. And you're coming along now and you're passing him without the children. Let's say it's a grammar. What's the din of a grammar? Does Zayman pay for grammar? You're right, but how do you know that?
It's Kasha Zaman, but not Kasha Grammar.
How do you know that? You're accepted. Alright, so we're asking
Sorry, you're seeing a kasha. I'm going to start with a different kasha. I can start with this kasha as well. In the Mishnah, the Ritva is a kasha. Ritva asks that by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, why don't the Edim or Zaynanim have to pay this Kayin the amount of money they would have made him lose because he can't accept Truma? That was a kasha. The Ritva is a kasha in the Mishnah that when the Edim are Zaynanim, they try to say the Ben Grusha. So Ben Grusha has a number of dinim. One of the dinim of the Ben Grusha is that he's not eligible to accept Truma. That's a financial loss. That's a loss of money. So Fred the Ritva, why would the Edim Zaynanim have to reimburse the amount of money that they would have? I said they're not reimbursing, so Maxi doesn't lose it. But why don't they have to pay whatever they were zaymim to make the other person lose? What? It's impossible to estimate. I would argue with you. But the Ritva says, the Ramban says you're a terrorist, right? The first terrorist the Ritva brings is Shem the Ramban. He says, like costs, it's not an amount that you can estimate its value. The Mela. And you want to estimate that to the future. You know, first of all, you're not certain that he would have gotten it the next year. And you know how many years he's going to live. So how many years should you pay? What? Well, what the Ramban is saying is it has no definite value. And since it has no definite value, you can't be mechayim. It has no definite value. Anybody here... something like that doesn't have a definite value. Is that true?
Yeah.
What?
Die tomorrow.
Yeah. He might die tomorrow. Might not die tomorrow. So that means it doesn't have a value.
You can choose to give it all you want.
That's what I would think. I don't understand the terrorists. So I told you I'd argue with you. It has a value. Isn't there a market value for how much a person would pay to be able to accept Truma? Yeah. How much is it worth to Yisrael to be able to eat Truma? I understand he can't, but there's a market value for it. You can estimate the market value. You can estimate what it's worth to a person. You take a credit, how much would he accept to not eat Truma? What's it worth to him to eat Truma? Like you put it to use, that the Zaynim should pay.
Yeah,
and
you
sell
that would be a
punishment.
Therefore,
there's one reason.
Okay.
I think that everything has a market value. It's not really true. If the Corbin and people are still sorry, they still got true. In London, you're right, but in the Maisa, even a person doesn't do Avaida, Balmum also pay you. Anyway, this is the Ramban's parents, that is like us. That's a bit of a problem to Ramban's parents. The Ra'ah, also the Ritva brings B'Shem HaRa'ah, said that you only pay Kasha Zamam Lasa, and not Ligrai. It's an indirect cause. You're making him a Chalal. The Mela people can't give him. You're not taking anything away from him. You're just causing that he's not going to get. So a gairin, something that's an indirect cause, is no din of kasha zama. It's an indirect cause. Second teretz he brings. Third teretz that he brings, b'shem taisvis, it's not a taisvis on the daf. So the third teretz, b'shem taisvis, which comes from this Gemara. He says that we don't do zaynin in l'chatzoyim. We don't do halfway kasha zama. Either you do the whole thing or nothing. How do I know that? That's what loy v'loy v'zari means. Loy v'loy v'zari means you don't do half a zaynin kasha zama. Paslim and not his children, that's half a kasha zama. We don't do half.
So in our Mishnah, the same thing by Psul Kahuna, we don't do half of a Psul Kahuna. We don't do something which is gonna kasha zomam legabi eating truma, and now kasha zomam legabi marrying kayin, legabi avayin the base of Mikdash. That's why the way that's lechatzoyim. And there's no din of zaymim in lechatzoyim. You don't do half of kasha zomam. The man was not taisis in the Mishnah, in the Ritzvah, Shein taisis, that's why you don't pay, because paying doesn't rectify the whole thing. It's only partial.
Yeah,
you follow?
Yeah.
You don't like? Good. Yeah. Right. I had a problem. I don't know why the others don't say taisis teret. I thought they'd be taisis teret. What's wrong?
If you can't do one, you can't make them also.
Do what you could do. So why don't you just say anything here? Live about Lazari. So why don't you say make him apostle? You can do it to the kids, don't do it to the kids. But make him apostle. What? But before that, just push up shack. I mean, how do you learn it? Like, how do you learn a push? The Gemara said, the Gemara seems to say you can't do it
with him. That's the problem with Gemara. You can't make him as children. That's
why you can't make them like Hashem, you can't make them like Hashem. But if you can't find the problem by the Lord, then have them pay, and that's it. You've got to give a license, and I'll pay my license. That's the way the biggest one is. I have faith, you can't. Alright, so what we're arguing about seems to be the Machlaikis, the Ra and the Ramban on one side against the other side. They're arguing about this. So what does it come out, before we get back to it tomorrow, I think that if you learn the first Ritzvah, the second Ritzvah, the Masechta, and you go through this Machlaikis, it seems they're arguing in Pshat in the Gemara we learned now. The Gemara we learned now says that if you can passel him and not his children, you don't even passel him. Why? The Ritzvah B'Shem Taisvah says that it's because it's Ein Zaymim in L'chatzayim, and the others seem to disagree with that. We don't know yet why, but there seem to be at least two Mahalchim in understanding this Gemara, which hopefully by tomorrow, we'll understand clearly what the two now are.